This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome into Grip Log, Foundation's weekly disc golf podcast. I'm Trevor, joined by Connor today.
Hey.
On the desk, and got Silas with us as well today. It is the backup squad.
Yeah.
The B team.
Big Hunch.
Well, we got A and B team.
Yeah. No, dude, you guys are my double A.
Yeah, but Trev, you're like a top dog.
Oh, man. Dude, you're like the biggest guy at the company.
You're
man.
Sick,
so
dude.
Many of us.
You're a local celebrity.
Yeah. Dude, when Connor visits the third floor, things get crazy. Anyways, that's just a preview into this podcast. Yeah. Big Hunt just ran a marathon. He's not here today. So we're going to cover without him.
He's a marathon runner. That is sick.
Yeah, put that one on your license plate.
How long is
it?
I think
he should put that on your bumper sticker.
Like 30 miles?
A marathon? 26.2.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
It is a long way.
To run?
Yeah.
To run?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think the longest disc golf course, walk you've ever done is?
I feel like the longest ones
are 2.5-3 miles.
I think I checked my phone after playing Winthrop one time, and I'd walked 8 miles.
That can't be possible. That's definitely not
8 miles.
Look it up on New London. I feel like it's 2.5.
I don't actually know. It definitely isn't
8 miles. That's crazy. I would have been dying.
I might be mixing stories right now because I know one time I looked at my phone, it said I walked 8 miles.
So Independence Park the other day, that was 2.5 miles.
But Winthrop is 4 times the size of Independence.
I would believe you maybe you walked 5. 8 miles
eight
seems crazy.
Miles?
I agree with you. That seems crazy.
That seems crazy.
So you continue.
There is walks
I will look
in between, though, on that course. Any case, what we got going on in this show, we've got our Patreon question of the week. We've got a little bit of Brody Twitter shenanigans going on. Always giving us some things to talk about.
Brody X shenanigans.
No, it's Twitter. And we got more off-season movement. There has been some things happening, some very interesting things. Did Eagle leak his departure to Discmania? Did Team MVP post their team, and is it final? There's all kinds of things going on there, some extensions. We're going to do trivia. Kristen Sitar announced her schedule. We're going to talk about that as well, and a few other things. But first, we're going to get into our Patreon question of the week.
Love those guys.
If you are wondering how to get in on this, how to get in on all the fun, you can go to patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf and join our Heiser Club. Basically, there's all kinds of exclusive content over there and bonuses you can sign up for. There's a few different tiers. And right now, during the month of January, if you sign up for the $10 or $20 tier on an annual membership, you will be eligible to register for this year's Heiser Club Championship, which is going to be awesome. We had our first one last year. We had Brody, Robbie, Jesse from Trash Panda, everybody here, except Connor. And
I played every day of my life.
We played an awesome, fun tournament with, doubles and Rip Revenge, and we had a singles round. We crowned a champion. We had a pizza party. Did a warehouse tour. It was awesome.
Brody was bulling with the boys.
Vibes were high. We're going to do it again this year, so make sure you get in on one of the $10 or $20 annual membership this month, during the month of January, to get eligible for registration. Okay.
I couldn't find any information. Just okay. Let you know. I found a scorecard, but it said that I shot even, so
excellent.
It's not right.
So the Patreon question of the week comes from the Heiser Club Mailbag, which is one of the exclusive pieces of content they get. It's a podcast where they ask us questions. We answer every single one of them. And this one came from Triple T, and they said, what do you think will be the biggest innovation in disc golf in the next 10 years? What change will truly change the game in years to come? Could be for pros specifically or the game overall.
This is a really good question.
This is a question that we talked about, and it was one of those I was like, I probably would need more time to think about this.
Yeah.
The first thing that popped into my head, because like I immediately go to like what's really feasible, like what is disc golf like actually maybe going to do? And the one that really hit me immediately was them if they were to change the size of the basket.
Yeah, or just change like the basket design.
Like make it smaller?
Make it smaller. Yeah, or I mean make it like just change it at all, really.
Make it more difficult.
Yeah. I think that's something that people talk about the most. Like when you think about them changing the game and like an innovation, because a lot of things that would change, I wouldn't really consider an innovation. Now, you could argue that making a basket smaller isn't really innovation. That's like backwards. But yeah.
More modification.
Yeah, it would definitely change the game
drastically.
Like I would be, think about all of the, I feel like every sport or a lot of sports have like different eras that separate, like when people talk about records sometimes in other sports, they'll be like, yeah, but this is during the blah, blah, blah era of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, in baseball, there's what they call the live ball era, where baseballs used to go further and they kind of deadened them a little bit.
Mm.
And so they talk about like, so-and-so had this many home runs a year, but that was during the live ball era. In golf, for example, the technology in golf has come super far. So they talk about stuff that happened back in the day in golf, like, well, they were using wooden clubs, or, well, the golf balls have come a long way since then.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're actually talking about rolling back golf technology. So this is a theme in the sport of golf. But yeah, I think that disc golf, it would be interesting, like 10 years from now, if they change the baskets and we're all talking about like, well, that, you know, so-and-so did this and this, but that was before the small basket era.
Yeah.
It would be like, it would separate disc golf forever. Although you kind of know, because I feel like if you go far enough back in disc golf and they're putting on like mock whatever, like this, those were basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got like five chain stands.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just know at some point there's going to be some stupid decision made that they're going to like take back pretty quickly. But like, I just am thinking about if they try to limit like distance drivers or something, or limit speed or limit stuff like that. And it's going to be such a riot.
Like, just like nothing better than an 11 speed. It's the max.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That would just be, I can just picture us talking about how stupid it is. And then like after a couple of weeks being like, okay, so we're not doing this anymore.
Well, here's what I want to know.
And I don't know who they is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess the PDGA,
to,
right? Yeah. They would make that decision, right?
No, the Pro Tour. Yeah, probably. Something like that would happen. My question is honestly with the whole disc speed thing. Like for a while there, it was like 13 speeds came out a while ago, but then like 14 speeds came out. That was like whoa, like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why aren't we continuing to push it?
Let's get a 20 speed.
I mean, you like, can.
No, but I want to know, like, and I'm sure companies have pushed the envelope. Like, I'm sure companies have, like, tried this, but at what point do your best arms on your team, your Anthony Borellas, your David Wiggins, your whoever, at what point is it no longer advantageous for them to throw a wider rimmed driver?
Well, yeah, at what point is it, do you lose power because you're having to spread your hand apart this much?
And maybe they've already done this, and maybe they're like, yeah, the answer is 13 speed. That's why they set the business record with that. But like, could you imagine?
I wish that we just had a way,
16 or 17 speed, and a guy's just like gripping it like a telephone, man.
I wish we just had a way to have a machine where we could just tell it what kind of disc to make, and so we can just experiment with stuff printer. Like that. It is 3D printing.
Some companies definitely have, they have some methods of prototyping, because like I remember when Brody was sent some like Zone OS prototypes, he was like thinking that they seem like, they don't tell him how they do it either, but like there's no way they're making entire like dies.
Well, because we heard that the dies are so expensive, right?
Well, the bigger companies do it in-house, so that's a lot less expensive for sure.
So they
but
make their own dies?
Yeah. Some companies do, yeah. The bigger ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having to get them, but even still, like, there's definitely a different way they're doing it, and the plastic seems a little bit different in those prototypes sometimes. Not the prototypes that you were sold. Those are just a full run that you're being told is proto because they're trying to sell an additional business. I mean, But yeah, no, I think we need to call everybody out and say we want, I don't even want like 15 speed. No, I want like 17
like,
speed.
Really like I want it to be really uncomfortable.
Can somebody make one and just send it to us? Like even if you
like,
have
I don't want to be able to forehand it because my fingers can't
my
reach.
Fingers can't, how far back? Like here, hand me that disc real quick. How far back can I? Like right now, make sure there's a phone number on that. Give me a different disc.
They're both mid ranges.
That's okay. It won't matter for this argument because I just need to see how far to the middle I can get my my fingers. Is there a phone number on that one?
Let me see that. Oh,
so okay. So my fingers are like on the rim. I can get them to here. that's got
to
be.
But you'd have to get them over a rim. So imagine my finger is the rim.
Okay.
Now can you get to the middle there?
I can't get there. Oh. Push it back a little bit. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That's not your fingers wouldn't be there. Like it would be like this.
Yeah, but your fingers have to get over the rim though, and to be able to grip. You can't just lay your finger on the rim.
Yeah, but like they are over and like pressing against it. Yeah, I don't know what that was. But all I'm saying is I can get my fingers in the middle of the disc. I want a 50 speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I want the fastest disc. That's what's gonna change the game. I changed my answer. It's not small baskets, it's
speed.
It's 50 speed. It's always more speed.
Well, no. You would just have a super wide rim, but you would have like a groove in the middle of it. You grip.
There's like a break in it.
Yeah, you grip from there.
Dude.
There's no way that would be effective.
I think Castoplast tried that.
Yeah, what's it called? The Rask is pretty close, but we went more intense.
Hold the phone.
You have a grip groove.
But at some point, like, I guess at some point there's also a diminishing return because
you're
just
throwing
a really
fat
disc
at that point.
Right, you got to trap air under the disc. So if the rim's taking up too much of that surface area, you're not losing the amount of air that can... I think they've thought this through.
Yeah, let's leave the disc
designing
to the disc designers.
Thanks, Triple T, for the questions, man. What do you guys think is going to be the biggest innovation? Let us know in the comments. All right. We're gonna talk a little... Brody, probably about every 3 or 4 weeks, we get a little bit of a Brody Twitter stir up. You know, I'm not going to call it X. This time it was about the Pro Tour posting player sponsorship announcements. So if any of you have followed Brody long enough, that
you should.
Yeah. The I would say what gets him stirred up the most a lot of times is like entities in disc golf confusing their roles.
Yeah.
I would say that's one thing that gets him stirred up a lot. It happened a lot when the Disc Golf Network was shouting out discs that people were throwing. And he was like, that's advertising. Like, they're confusing their role.
Yeah.
And hey, to be fair, that one doesn't happen anymore. So that one worked, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This time, this one's a little interesting. Because so he tweeted this because the Pro Tour, I think it was when they tweeted out Chandler Fry had moved to ThoughtSpace Athletics. And he tweeted basically, like, why is the Pro Tour announcing this? Like, this doesn't seem like this doesn't make sense. And then people immediately were like, well, like, doesn't like the NFL tweet if a player gets traded? And he was like, yeah, but that's a team. Like, this is a manufacturer. He was basically saying like that doesn't seem like something they should be promoting because it's not really a part of their league, I guess is the argument. Like, he was comparing it to like if this would be like the NBA announcing that a player switched their shoe sponsor, like the NBA's official account.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this? Because I have some thoughts that I've developed. And I will say this, Brody, he at the end of this entire like thread of quote tweeting and all this, he backed his stance back from they shouldn't be doing it, I don't like it, to I don't care. So what are your thoughts? His official stance changed to I don't care about this, which I thought was really funny that it was just a quote tweet and he was like, I'd like to retreat my stance to I do not care about this.
That's really funny. I don't know. I think there's definitely always room in disc golf specifically for disc golf companies to act a little bit more professionally, I feel like, because a lot of the way that we do everything in disc golf is not the way that a typical professional sport would do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't particularly bother me just because it's kind of just how it's been.
So you're on the I don't care crowd.
I've been in disc golf for a long time, and it's like the only sport that I've really been in. So like I understand how disc golf sport works.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't.
Fair enough.
Maybe not that I don't care or that I really have an opinion on it. It just doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
I think that's kind of
what
I'm
at. Think?
I'm almost in that boat where I don't care, but.
He's almost there. He's not quite though.
But I will say, like, it just seems like the Disc Golf Pro Tour is just trying to be like a news outlet in a sense of just trying to like spread that word when I don't think it necessarily needs to come from them. It should probably just come from the manufacturer and or the player.
Yeah, it is definitely blurred lines.
Yes,
of what your role is, and also it is a little bit like they're marketing for a company at that point.
I think,
which is interesting.
So really I think you two both like made good points. Which like point number one being, disc golf is unique, right? Like our sport doesn't function. So like saying that a player announcing their new sponsorship in disc golf is like LeBron. I wouldn't even use LeBron because that's not really a fair example. He's like the most popular athlete on the planet. Saying that Damian Lillard, an NBA basketball player, switched shoe sponsors is a bit different because nobody cares really during the game about what shoes Lillard is playing in. They care.
But in disc golf, your sponsor is like a lot of your identity.
Yeah, disc golf like obsesses over it. So I will say, in disc golf, it is a bigger story than in a lot of other sports. But that doesn't answer the roles question.
Yeah.
My opinion, the more I thought about it, because I was kind of like, I agreed, like knee-jerk reaction was like, yeah, like that doesn't really make sense. And then I thought about it and I was like, here's the thing about disc golf. There's not a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. The Pro Tour, they have somebody probably hired to run just their social media. I think they are just trying to do a good job, and they know that in disc golf, what people care about during the off season, the most, the very most, is player movement, right? So they are just trying to do that. Now, is this a situation where they just need to be like, you know what? As much as that gets clicks and comments, like that's not really our job. Like we need to just like, but the other thing is like, you know, who out, like, we don't really tweet, like, play and post player movement. We talk about it on the podcast, but, like, who else is really doing it?
That's maybe Pro Tour just needs a second, like, thing, and just Pro Tour news.
That's what I'm wondering is, like, maybe they just need that. Because, like, because I was trying to think of, like, what the Pro Tour's identity on social media, and, like, what they do most of the time. I was scrolling through it this morning, and, like, what they do most of the time is they're posting highlights. They're trying to hype up players and events. Like, that's what they should be doing. They should be promoting the tour. And the tour is comprised of the events, the venues, the players, and, like, what the players do on the course, the highlights. And for the most part, that is what they're promoting. And I think that's what they should be doing the most of the time because, I mean, they have an endless supply of clips, basically. But, yeah, I think I ended up kind of falling in the I don't care thing because I was kind of like, yeah, it doesn't.
As I think about it more, I start to, like, care about it a little bit less.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, it probably doesn't make sense for them to be posting about it. But also, like, I don't necessarily know that it is a huge deal because
I think it's a, sorry.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like they're really competing with anybody. Like, like sports, you have ESPN and Bleacher Report, like, absolutely, like, huge media outlets that are, like, right on top of things. And also, like, I don't really know. Like, there are, I would like to think, and I don't know, maybe this is just incorrect, but I'd like to think if LeBron James, like, left Nike or somebody really synonymous with their brand left and switched, I'm not positive that the main social media accounts of those leagues wouldn't post about it. Like, they're trying to get clicks too. Like, at the end of the day, social media is a business.
Yeah.
And if you're driving traffic to your page, you're helping your league.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole question, the biggest question I think you asked is, does it become advertisement? And the answer is yes, to an extent. So I think that's the, cause like the whole, like,
but also it doesn't matter. I will say with them though, it doesn't matter that it's free advertisement because we'd be even more riled up if they were doing paid advertisement, right?
Yeah. Well,
so
because
like imagine if we found out that they were being paid to like,
well, yeah, that'd be a whole different.
Yeah, where they're being paid by a manufacturer to market for them, then we'd be really freaked out about it. So the only way, so it's even
they do it.
Can you imagine the Discraft if Discraft that? like bought a package to where like it was the Discraft Pro Tour. Hey man, I don't hate it.
But like, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's better. So I think I retract my statement of, is it marketing? Because whatever they do, it's going to be marketing. And I'd rather them do free marketing than paid marketing.
Well, I think another thing that was kind of prodding people's interest was they had announced multiple ThoughtSpace Athletics posts. And everybody was like, why is it just happening with ThoughtSpace? But it was like, well, they're really the notable ones that have happened in the last few days. So I have to like keep a check on that But yeah. Hey, if we start seeing too much in thought space, man.
I think they need to come out with Pro Tour news.
Pro Tour news?
Also, like, who would be our
ESPN? That sounds like a competitor, bro. We are ESPN. I think this might be a call to action for us. We got to be the ones posting this
But we aren't just present news. We're opinion. We are opinions and
Well, so is ESPN.
Like, yeah.
They have all panelists that are all opinionated.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I think we're
a little too silly to be ESPN.
I think the
ESPN wishes there.
Yeah. Like UltiWorld.
Huh?
Like,
yeah, UltiWorld.
Do they post about?
No, that's so true. UltiWorld.
Like they post on their blog, but do they social media post?
I was wondering if it should be the Disc Golf Network. If that should be what Disc Golf Network's role is. Because ESPN is where you watch sports.
And a lot of things.
Yeah, but so like, should the Disc Golf Network be the ones posting that stuff?
I don't think Disc Golf Network has the capacity right now.
No, I don't think so. I'm saying like in a perfect world, would that be with it?
Yeah.
I think I'm with you. The even more that I think about it, the more I'm like, I don't think there's anything like it feels weird if you think about it, but there's nothing necessarily wrong with it.
Just gotta let it happen.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I think it's fine.
UltiWorld is totally like the most newsy place we have, but yeah, I think they tweet. I don't know if I follow them on Instagram or not, if they do much on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't.
But also, even their blogs sometimes. Like, lately, listen, I wouldn't be calling out UltiWorld or anything because I like UltiWorld. They do a lot, and they give us a lot of information to use on this podcast.
Yeah.
But lately, they've been a little slow. And I know it's the new year. There's been holidays. But it's like, listen.
Well, let's get the news out. Is it just doing it? Or is it
what?
Do they have multiple people?
Oh, they got writers.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. They got writers, for sure.
I think that the, like, topic that we accidentally stumbled upon is really interesting of like in disc golf is a unique sport where like your sponsorship is like your identity in the sport.
Yeah.
But I would just say I know that's different than a lot of sports. I don't personally have a problem with it. I think it's a way to make disc golf I think it makes it a little more interesting. People are so loyalist to different brands.
Well, it stems from the idea that like golf is the closest comparison where it's just your equipment sponsor, really. But golf, at the end of the day, a 5-iron is a 5-iron. You're going to see some differences in certain clubs. Of course you are. But it's not really going to stand out to anybody. They're going to be like, yep, a 5-iron's a 5-iron, a driver's a driver, a putter's a putter, a golf ball's a golf ball.
Yeah.
The players are going to notice that stuff. Sure, there might be some drivers that perform really well, but all those guys on tour have really well-performing clubs that do, they're set to certain lofts that do what they want. Disc golf discs are way
more variety.
More versatile, and I would just say they have way more variables.
Mm-hmm.
They can be way more inconsistent.
Yeah.
And the company you're with at this point in time in disc golf can mean a heck of a lot more. Slowly starting to change as everybody gets bought up by House of Discs.
Yeah, that's very true.
But yeah, I think that's what makes it that way is like it can change an entire player's game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. We're going to talk a little off-season movement. We do have a little bit to unpack here. Want to start off with a little bit of a wrap-up, well, extension of the Macy Vela-Diaz. We mentioned last week that she had announced she was leaving Dynamic Discs, and I believe Hunter, I'm not sure if he said this on air or if he mentioned it to me later, but I think we said it on air because he said that she's pregnant, and we were like, oh, she's probably just not touring this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she made another post.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm excited for an update on this.
She wanted to tour a little bit. This is kind of tea. This is a little dramatic potentially. So
a decaffeinated tea.
She made a long post talking about how they, her and her husband found out they were pregnant like right after the Pro Tour finale.
Okay.
The Pro Tour Championship last year. And she had a little bit of interest from a few other companies, but they had decided they were probably going to stick with Dynamic because she had been with them for 3 years.
Okay.
So long standing relationship there. That she had gotten an offer from Dynamic that was lower than she expected because she thought she had a good season, but they were still gonna stick with them. But then she called them, told them that she was pregnant and was planning on playing
before she signed?
Was this before she signed
the contract?
Yes.
Is before she said, well, I think that's very mature of her to say it before she signed the contract.
Yes.
Because she didn't have to.
Okay.
I think that's very
so
nice of her.
Did she post this? Like,
yes, this is from Macy.
Okay.
So before I posted or announced I was pregnant, they sent their first offer to her for next year. After feeling I played a good season, the offer wasn't what I expected, but that's neither here nor there. After a phone call with my team managers, I let them know I was pregnant. I told them, yeah, that was very ethical of her.
Yeah, a lot of integrity there.
Well, and she probably had clauses in her contract that required her to play a certain amount of events, so it probably had to happen.
Yeah. True.
I
choose to believe that it's integrity, though.
I told them I had talked to my doctor and decided on playing 10 tournaments next year, 9 Pro Tour and 1 All-Star event, which is pretty impressive.
That's a lot of pregnant tournaments.
Yeah. We discussed what would be the best route considering I wasn't playing a full tour. Our next time talking, they sent a different offer, which is unfortunately too low for them to travel. Mm. After looking over it, I decided to step away and look elsewhere, regardless of the current situation. Thanks for taking a chance on me 3 years ago, Dynamic Discs. So that makes sense. This is a tough one if you're a company, okay? Because you've got a chance here. Obviously, from a business perspective, you learn that your FPO player that you're investing in is not going to be able to play two-thirds of the season, potentially. So, yes, the common business sense would say, okay, she's now worth less money. However, I'm going to try my very, very best here to speak within the realm of trying to understand what it's like to be a female athlete who has to go through things like this.
Yeah.
I certainly am not the perfect person, but hey, you know what? I have one kid and another on the way. I have a pregnant wife right now, so I'm just going to try to use that experience here. But anyways, and I've also seen this happen in other sports too. If you're Dynamic and you're put in this situation, you have a chance to say, hey, you know what? This is something that can happen with our FPO players that maybe want to have a family, that want to start a family. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity to say, you know what? We're going to back her anyways. We're going to get her through this season. We're going to support her. And that would be an incredible PR and a huge good look for your company.
Yeah.
Because just as much as she just made that post talking, and she didn't bash them by any means, but just as much as she made that post saying, not dragging them, but basically revealing what happened and people are going to draw their own conclusions and already are. I'm sure she would have posted being and like really happy about them. And it would have been a very big like family move. And a lot of companies try to like, and I've heard a lot of people say this about Dynamic too. They really try to promote that like family atmosphere. And
there have been a lot of people who would be really interested in throwing and continuing to throw Dynamic if that was the case.
Yeah, like that would be a big play for the family atmosphere to say, you know what? Cool. We're going to get behind our player. We know she's starting a family, but like, and this is not going to be a complete season for her. And they decided not to do that. And like I don't know that I can take a huge stance on this, like I said, because there's just a ton of variables here. And I also don't know where Dynamic is as a company. I do know that they are owned by a very large company with a lot of venture capitalism money. So I'll at least throw that out there. But I have no idea how their individual finances work. This may have been a situation where they were like, we just cannot afford this. But we do know that they already had offered her more money previously, which meant that there was money to be allocated to Macy Vela-Diaz. Mm-hmm. They could have signed her anyways and just said, you know what, we're going to dive into this whole thing. We're going to make a super mom stamp. We're going to do onesies. Like they could have decided like, we're going to just try and make it work, and they didn't. And I'm not going to just throw them into the ground. Like
also,
I understand business
is
business.
There also could have been an aspect of it though, where she said, I'm not planning on touring for a while after I have the child either, or like something like that.
That's true. We don't know.
So we don't know that might not be included in the post. So it might be for them. It's one thing to support her through the pregnancy, but then you're also not really getting the return of a player playing for you afterwards because you don't know how long the recovery of the birth, but also just the, maybe she just wants to not tour for a while after she's just had a baby.
Yeah. We definitely don't know. I'm sure there's surely too many facts for me to just sit here and just condemn anybody or be like this is this and that. All I'm saying is from what I've read, it seems like Dysmania. Why do I keep saying Dysmania? Dynamic Disc had an opportunity to make like an insanely
PR
move.
It would have been awesome. If the flip side of it was you saying that they chose to sponsor her like as a pregnant mom, like anyway, I'd be like, heck yeah, I'm going to put Dysmania. Oh my gosh,
see,
you got me.
It's contagious. We're not even talking about Dysmania.
It sounds like we're trying to do a bit right now.
I know.
Then I would be like, heck yeah, I'm putting some Dynamic in my bag.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's sick. Dynamic's awesome.
So, I don't know. And I would say, like, the biggest thing for me, because, like, there have been other female athletes who have taken hiatuses from their career and remained with companies. Now, it's super different. Like Serena Williams, she's had, I think, a few kids. Obviously, if she can't play for a while, Nike's not going to drop Serena Williams. Gatorade's not going to drop. They're going to make a commercial with her probably practicing as a pregnant mom and being like, look how strong she is, right? Like,
and she definitely would make a really big public stink if they did.
Like, there, I'm just saying.
That's what she does.
Okay, side rant. There is opportunity there, you know, as a company, and they just decided not to go for it, I guess. And like I said, maybe there's way more to this story. We don't know, but that's all we're throwing out there. So maybe she, and Macy Diaz, somebody else, you know, she said she's looking for other companies, so maybe somebody else is going to do exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be definitely a lot more like courageous as a company that hasn't sponsored her before.
Yeah.
Like, because that's the thing, a new sponsor for a person not like, well, I guess they're kind of them playing
for 3 years. Like, that's crazy.
That'd be sick. But you think about, I don't know. She might be on more, not necessarily more coverage, but maybe like a little bit more in the spotlight to know that. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's this pregnant lady playing like on the pro tour. That's awesome.
I would like to get everybody's opinions on this one, especially in the comments. Cause like, not really diving down any like crazy stances. I'm more so just pointing out things, especially if there are some of our female listeners, if you would please chime in as well. Yeah. Obviously, I'd love to hear what everybody thinks about this. So,
dude, you're so right though. I mean, that would be awesome if they had kept on sponsoring her and then like stamps.
Could have made a heck of a powerful commercial.
It would have been sick.
Yeah.
I think they would have made their money back.
I would have got behind it.
Yeah.
I would have got behind it. Totally. I would have thought that was awesome because it's just a little bit unprecedented.
Yeah.
Anyways. Or is it?
Get the family peeps. Wait a second.
Was Paige Shue still on Team Dynamic when she was pregnant? Or she wasn't really touring though. Who knows? And her dad worked for Dynamic. Let's not even go down that road. Okay.
Not going down it.
Move on to some.
U-turn.
Move on to some other news. You may have seen this from our little reaction post when this broke earlier in the week, but we had a little bit of leaky leaker action.
Ooh.
Eagle McMahon may have leaky leaked himself, and I'm not talking about peeing the bed. A post surfaced on Reddit.
I'm talking about peeing the bed.
A post surfaced on Reddit, basically a guy saying that he was like, had anybody else seen this Eagle McMahon YouTube video? And it was basically he had a screenshot of the message he had sent to like his friend's group chat. Of he was on YouTube and saw Eagle McMahon's channel, a post Eagle McMahon saying like his goodbye to this mania, basically like just right there in front of him. He didn't think anything of it. He was like, oh, okay. Like people have been talking about this, clicked on it, watched it, said it kind of was like your standard goodbye video, sent it to his friends. He had a screenshot of like the thumbnail. We actually also recently got a screenshot from one of his buddies who had it like sent to him. Mm-hmm. So now we have a second one. Oh. Now is this like infallible evidence, like proof? No, like somebody, you can't see where the channel is coming from in these screenshots, and now if you click on the video it's made private, and I don't think you're able to see the channel data on that. I wasn't able to, so like somebody could have just made this video, titled it, made it private, but it seems like a heck of a setup.
That's a lot of work to go through.
There's a very good chance that Eagle McMahon did in fact post a goodbye video to Dismania before quickly making it private. We're not sure on the exact timeline on that. I think this confirms what a lot of people have already been assuming, which is that Eagle McMahon is going to depart from Dismania this offseason. This kind of just is another nail in that coffin. The biggest question for me is, was the video, most likely it was probably just accidentally posted, but was it posted, you know, I believe it was posted in the new year, so was it posted on purpose and then Dismania was like, we want to time this differently, take it down.
I think that's more likely than accidentally posting it. I feel
I
like,
don't know, man, the YouTube menu.
Could have scheduled it. Scheduling out stuff.
Yeah,
that
it can be a little bit sketchy.
It's just, yeah, I guess so.
Although you would think a video is like important
accidentally
as that.
And like accidentally posting it with the thumbnail already in it.
Well, I think the thumbnail was just like him, like a screen cap. So I don't know.
Oh,
just
like that. So that would make me think it was
let me
more.
See if, let me see if I can. If it like.
Yeah, I need to see what it looks
where
like.
Where did I see that?
If it was just like it was obviously just like a screenshot of the video where like how YouTube automatically does it, then I would believe it. But if it was like had text on it and everything, I don't know. I don't feel like you usually put the thumbnail in while you're uploading the video. You upload the video and do all the settings and everything and then publish it to private. And then you do the thumbnail. But that's also just how we do things. So I don't
know.
He
is also an experienced YouTuber.
Yes.
That is true.
But the YouTube interface do be changing, though, all the time. I'm trying to scroll back my Twitter mentions because, yeah, somebody had sent in the first. Okay, here it is. Oh, no, that's a thumbnail. He's got text on the screen. It says, thank you, Discmania.
Putting a thumbnail in there makes it take too much thought to me. I don't think he was an accidentally posted it, but I do think it was like a...
Maybe Discmania just wanted it to
I think Discmania was like, we want to do this different. Let's... Yeah.
We need to still sell some more of
Did Eagle McMahon go rogue? Did he go rogue?
He might have gone rogue.
Here's the thing. Here's my thing is... Yuli actually mentioned this on Tour Life.
We got Tour Life inside.
Get
that dirty podcast name out of here. I'm bleeping that out.
If Eagle was staying with Discmania, he would immediately have shut it down. Like, no, I'm not leaving.
That is a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point. If that video was somehow faked, which is like...
Then he would have been like, no. Like, I'm staying here. It wasn't me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So, like, he's for sure
leaving.
Unless
he was still in negotiations. Maybe he's just leaving it up in the air. Like, if this works out.
I definitely don't think that it's fake.
That's incredibly unlikely.
There's no way somebody went through that much effort to...
Although now I might for somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Paul Macbeth leave Discord.
I mean, now everybody knows that that's all they have to do to get us to talk about something on here.
Yeah, it was pretty strong. Pretty strong for sure. So we've kind of suspected... that Eagle is going to be leaving. That doesn't really shock us. A little bit more development in, like, I feel like most people have considered his landing zones to be either Innova or MVP at this point is what's floating around there. Well, Team MVP,
okay,
they posted recently like their touring team announcement and got people really worked up about this for, in my opinion, absolutely no reason. They basically posted like, these are our touring players for the year. And obviously, it's the lineup that we know that they have.
Yeah.
And then people were like, oh, like, so that means no Eagle, I guess, because they're posting their touring team for the year. And like, and then somebody on the Discord, like, that was with MVP was like, I have this exact quote as well. But basically, it had people being like, oh, it must be final. Like, they posted their touring team for the year and Eagle's on there.
Anything.
And it's like, guys, come on now.
Yeah.
You do understand that this company...
And they would do a separate post for Eagle.
This company was on the wrong side of one of the most unfortunate information leaks with the Simon move, like, ever in disc golf. You don't think that they're going to try and keep things under wraps a little bit? Like, of course it doesn't mean anything. That's just misdirection. If they were making another Simon, or another... Yeah, another Simon, basically. Another signing. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, somebody had said it, I guess, in the MVP... Discord and basically like asked them. Here it is. They asked Eric, and he said, "This guy MVP Eric said that's our team. There were a few additional lower level, more ambassadorial signings, but the Insta post has the notables." And so people took that as like the gospel, and were like, "Well, that he said it. Guy from MVP said that's the team." It's like, guys, come on. You know that might not be true.
Yeah.
Like they, of course that would be like that. That's like a simple way to just hide or shield a potential bigger announcement coming.
Yeah.
All they have to do is be a post and be like, we've got one more team member to tell you about. Like,
boom.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I hope it's MVP.
Would it? No. Okay. If it's not MVP, what if MVP is just like, nah, he's not coming here.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be a,
like, what if that is,
I would
like
say if
a
I was
way
MVP,
to break news?
Well,
it's like, no,
you know,
it's not us.
Well, it's not happened that way. I remember whenever West Side and Prodigy had there was a player that went from one to the other. I can't remember where, like, the other company said, good luck at so-and-so, and, like, leaked it.
Oh.
And, like, if there's no NDAs in place, like, you can totally just spite
the
company.
Yeah, well, also, what if you can just, like,
But, I mean, because, like, if Innova or MVP were right now come out and say, like, out of spite, be like, yeah, we didn't get them, then...
But what if, like, MVP didn't get them, but they're like... If people thought that we were getting Eagle, they would start stocking up on MVP
it's true,
stuff.
Though. No,
and they're just like, what if they just posted and was like, maybe it's us,
yeah.
Just so that people buy more MVP.
Literally,
and it's
that's
not
what
them.
That's what I was about to say. Is like,
are you allowed to do that?
I don't know, but you definitely cannot say anything. And like, you're right, because as a retailer, we've kind of been like, well, man, if Eagle goes to MVP, like MVP will probably sell a little bit. Like, you're gonna want to stock up on it, or Innova, like, that's a thing.
But can you use like a player's like name and likeness like that without
in what way?
Like without paying them?
Like to do what?
Like doing a post?
Well,
about them?
It'd be super frowned upon.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that. I thought it was funny. People were all like, oh, MVP, it's solidified. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. In fact, that almost is a little bit, it's like when your little sibling tries to use reverse psychology on you and it's so obvious that you're like, oh, nice try, little buddy. Like, that's, you don't
it
have
means nothing
you
to
are
me.
You are the little sibling.
It like very much could be, and it very much couldn't be equally to me.
Yeah.
He's
that,
neutral.
That doesn't really tell
I'm
me
neutral.
Anything.
Neutral Newton over here.
Because I think they would do the same thing if he wasn't going there, and yeah. They'd do the same thing if he was going there.
For reals.
It basically is no news at all to me.
Okay. Well, we also.
Why did you bring it up, Trevor? I'm just kidding.
Well, we're not the news. We're not the news.
We're
people.
Not. Yeah, we're not. We're not ESPN. ESPN wishes they were us.
A few other player movement notables here. Gavin Babcock extended 2 years with Discmania. Good for him. So many 1 year extensions. It's always nice when I see a bigger number than one. Like, good for them, man. They locked it down. They're living for a couple years. That's awesome. That's awesome.
They're going to get to eat for a little bit.
Yeah. Chandler Fry and Allie Smith, both to ThoughtSpace. Allie Smith, really good signing for them. She's a solid FPO player. I think she won Rookie of the Year. And then I got a whole host of 1 year extensions here. There's even more than this, but these are some of the notables. Rebecca Cox to Latitude 64 for another year. Katrina Allen to DGA for another year. And then a whole list to Innova. Nathan Queen, Holly Finley, Bradley Williams. That's a good re-signing. Jessica Weiss, Juliana Corver, Haley King, Philo Brathwaite, and Emily Beach all signed 1 year extensions with Innova. So they just kind of
I didn't even know Philo is still touring.
He's not. Okay. I don't really know what he does with them.
It's interesting.
Does he have a name on it?
Why is he just doing a year extension then? If he's like not like they're like I'm playing disc golf guy, why is it just a year extension?
I don't know. A lot of companies, you know, Innova, man, they don't
like
deal
you
in
think
these
like
stuff.
Nate Sexton is just doing year extensions. It's not quite the same.
I don't know what it, I think but. He signed a longer deal a while ago.
Yeah, so like I don't. It's just weird to like that like one of the, I consider Philo kind of one of their old guys. Who's just gonna like?
But like, why would they sign him more? As a company, 1 year is the best thing you can do.
Why would they sign him 1 year?
You're saying
if
why
he's
would
not
they sign
playing?
Him
if he's not playing, like if he's not like touring.
Probably to sell discs because he's still a personality. Yeah, that's
so. It's just interesting that they just he doesn't seem like a 1 year extension kind of guy because he's just been around so long. He seems like one of Innova's like.
Like so what do you think he should be on?
I don't know. Like they're, whatever their old guy deal is.
Well, he is, but just like 1 year is the best thing you can have.
I know. It just seems
unless you're
weird
worried about
a
guy
me.
Leaving and like he's synonymous with Innova. He would never leave.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's just funny to me. It just seems weird to me that he's just like doing 1 year extensions.
Yeah.
Because he seems like he's like I'm going to die with Innova kind of person.
But they just at one point they probably just won't re-sign him.
Yeah,
I think that's more what it is. Like they don't know how big he might get with the Pro Tour. Like there could be a conflict of interest with the Pro Tour, maybe. Yeah. So they're just like, yeah, these disc golf companies, man, they only keep you around for 1 year these days. They're scared. I'm really interested to see like if when Gannon signs somewhere, and Eagle, like what the length on their contract is. I would be shocked if either of them are longer. Than 4 years.
Dude, signings are such a gamble because, like, just think about how many players we thought were going to be freaking sick and then you don't really know who they are the next year. Yeah. And, but, like, that's crazy.
Because, like, as a player, you want.
I know that's, like, the point of it, but.
As a player, you want to be in there for, like, 4 years. Like, maximum.
But,
right?
Like, no, but what if you pop off that's that year true. And then your price goes up, but you're still locked in at a lower
that's
price?
True. I guess that's how you view your game. Like, are you a just like coast kind of guy? Or are you a like I'm gonna do really good?
Or like, what if you break your leg in your first year and you can't play? And you just did a 1 year extension. If you can't play the next year,
then you're dead.
Well, not technically. Well, you just have a broken leg. Just kidding.
It's a risk you gotta take. Some of these, I mean, you gotta get insurance on these players, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes players will like in other sports like insure their body parts.
What?
If you're a quarterback, you can
get
an insurance.
It's called health insurance.
You can get but you can get like you can get specific insurance on like your arm.
Work?
If you're a quarterback, you can go to an insurance company and say, "Listen, my ability to use my right arm is making me this much money per year, so I'm willing to pay you this much in case I have a debilitating injury to this arm that allows me never to throw a football again, and then you're going to pay me out because of like what it's going to cost me." And those companies. You know, it's like
that's
any insurance.
Crazy.
They calculate the risk. They give you a rate. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've never heard of that. That's cool, though. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And so if someone does that and they just blow out their arm, then they're just getting paychecks from the insurance company the rest of their life? How does that work? Is that how it works?
They would get a payout from the insurance. Yeah. Well, the insurance is, they're calculating the risk, being like, this is how much we'd be willing to risk on the chances that this happens.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, it's like any insurance, and they probably make heck of money off of it. Because of all these athletes that insure their body parts, probably doesn't get cashed in on that much. Because I think it would probably be a pretty catastrophic injury for them to be like, I can no longer do what I'm about to, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like if you get injured just for the season, your team's still going to pay you.
Right.
Most cases.
I'm going to insure my beard.
Ooh.
Yeah, because my beard is how I make all my money.
Yeah, that is true.
That's how we sell all the Manscaped stuff.
All right. Trevor's Tribute. Not a sponsored episode.
I unrelated. Beep,
beep, beep. Trevor's Trivia. I've got to do a really fun one here. Have you guys ever played the game Taboo?
Yes.
No.
Silas has not played it, Trevor.
That's okay, because Connor will be the one that really needs to know the rules anyways. Okay. So basically, I'm going to type out a disc name, and Connor has to get you to guess it. Without saying the name of the disc. I will just say, you just can say any other word except the name.
So I can say manufacturers and stuff like that.
I'm gonna make the rule that you cannot use any disc golf information, because it's gonna be like they're gonna be names that you would be able to get them to guess otherwise, like an animal, for example.
Okay, can I use speed? Like
no disc golf information.
So okay. As if so you didn't know about disc actually golf? Playing Taboo with a name.
Yes, but okay. It's just gonna so happen to be a disc name.
What if it's like FD2? How would I do that?
I'm not gonna be mean to you. You know I would never. So let me pull up a timer on my laptop here, and I think I'm gonna make it. I'll let you guys go on the first one, and we'll see how long that takes you, and it'll be kind of your warm-up round, and then I'll decide on how much time I'm actually going to
use.
Can
I use as so I can use as many words as I want?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh,
here we go. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Go.
Cheetah.
It's obviously
leopard.
Not that.
Yep.
Correct. Okay. That took about 6 seconds. So I'm going to say you guys get 10 seconds. And we're going to see how many you can go. I'll increase the difficulty.
Ten seconds.
No, I'll do 12 seconds is going to be your time limit.
So we're going to get two.
No. Per. Oh. You get to keep going until you mess up
Silas,
in that time limit. 12 seconds. This might
we
got to really
be on
quick.
Here. Because I might see the word and just freeze. So just be ready.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Bomb.
Nuke.
Yep.
Bingo. It's going to increase in difficulty. It's going to increase in difficulty.
I'm shaking right now.
Okay, let's see. What do I want to go next?
2 seconds, Silas. We're
Dude,
sick
was,
with
that
it.
That was good.
Ready?
A bee. The sound Sting. A bee makes noise. The sound a bee makes.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Got it. He blanked for a second. He blanked for a second.
I think neither Silas nor I are like good at like time limit stuff like this, so we're both just gonna freeze the whole time.
Okay. I'm gonna up the difficulty.
Samba B mix.
I'm gonna up the difficulty a little bit on this one. Ready?
An officer, deputy.
Police.
Higher up police.
Chief.
Keep going. You're getting pulled over by a
cop.
Like a state trooper.
Sheriff.
Yes! He got it on the limit. It was right at 12 seconds. I'll give it to you. It was very close, but I'll give it to you because, you know, hand timing is not precise.
Oh, my gosh. Watching the timer? Oh, that was so stressful.
Keep going. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to give you a really tough one here. I'll give you a really tough one. Here you go.
You land in a certain area, like a target, or like... Welcome to this area. Like you're trying to land in this area.
It's time's up.
No.
What?
It was zone.
I don't know difficult. How to do that. I don't
That's
know.
Tough. What would you have said, Trevor?
I don't really know. I think zone? Probably right like what he was doing. Yeah.
Area?
You basically had to. That's fun though. We might have to bring that back sometime.
That was fun.
That's a good
one.
Yeah,
that's really fun. That sheriff one was that was electric.
It got the blood flowing.
Yeah. I was jumping in the air.
Okay, so we got a big schedule announcement here. Kristen Tatar announced her touring schedule. We've kind of been waiting for pros to announce this year because of the big European swing in the schedule. And just kind of seeing like who's going to travel, like how many events are going to get missed, which events are going to get missed. Mm-hmm. Now, Kristen's is interesting for a couple reasons. Obviously, it's very interesting because she is basically like what make, like she is the FPO division last year. Like she was like the show in FPO. Wow. The show in FPO.
Wow.
I got it. It's mine. Intellectual property.
He can have it.
You can have it.
You are the show in
FPO. For $5,000. but like, she is a huge part of the FPO tour, like wanting to watch her play. So that makes it interesting, like what event she could miss. But also, it's interesting because she is obviously European. Mm-hmm. So therefore, she could certainly show bias on her schedule to staying in Europe if she can, because, you know, her family's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this schedule is interesting for both those reasons. I'll be curious to see, as more Americans announce theirs, how many of them are going to Europe for an extended period of time. But Kristen Tatar's schedule, let me just give you the events that she is going to miss this year. She's going to miss the Dynamic Discs Open, the OTB Open, the Preserve, Des Moines, Ledgestone, and Idlewild.
Wow.
That seems like a lot.
That is a lot of big ones.
A lot of big ones.
And I believe Ledgestone's a plus.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just want to let, like, and like I said, Kristen.
More like FPO no show, am I right?
Hit him with it. well, no, but she's going to be playing silver events. Or are they silvers, the ones in Europe? But she's going to be playing like pro tour events in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it's interesting, is like, this stings. This stings a little bit. Because this is kind of an intro into what could happen this season. Now, like I said, she's a European player. She's going to, I have no problem with Kristen Tatar. Let me get that.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Let me just say it that. Just sucks she's for literally us we're playing not... tour events. It's not even like they're not tour. They're tour events.
Yeah.
It's in her home country. It's a no-brainer. But if the Americans decide to do similar things with their schedule, like just small select groups of them, we're going to end up with weak fields at DDO, OTB, Preserve, Des Moines, Ledgestone, and Idlewild.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very nervous to see what other pros are going to announce, because already like a humongous, like a fourth of the season for FPO, you're going to not have probably the best caliber of event.
Is is Paige Pierce back for this season?
I'm not sure if she's announced that she'll be back for the first event. Not. We have not seen a lot of schedules come out, a lot of touring schedules. Yeah. It's really early to say like what certain players are going to do. But this was obviously a big one, and it was like, whoa, those are a lot of big name events that Kristen Tatar's not going to be at. And I feel bad for those that are going to spectate. But like I said, hey, I'm happy for those in Europe.
Yeah.
It's a coin flip. It's just going to be interesting to see if that pays off for the Pro Tour splitting up their field.
That's how basically this past year, if Kristen wasn't at an event, it was kind of like a, well, this win is kind of an asterisk.
Yeah, it said it made the events were still interesting to some degree, because it was like, well, who's going to step up and win now?
Yeah.
But yeah, there was always an asterisk. It was like, well, you didn't beat Kristen.
Yeah.
So yeah, just thought that was interesting. We'll keep you updated on those. Last thing I wanted to mention, the Tour Down Under.
Okay.
You heard of the Tour Down Under?
I can give you a couple guesses of where it takes place.
Where do you think it takes place?
Australia.
Wrong. New Zealand.
Is New Zealand also considered down under?
It's right next to Australia.
Yeah, but like I feel like that's like an Australian thing.
Yeah, they're like the same accent, basically. I don't know.
Respect.
I just thought it was interesting because we had actually heard about this. I think it was pitched to us by like one of the people on the tour. And they're like, hey, what would you think if we did this off-season tour in New Zealand? We're kind of like, don't know how many people would go for that. Well, they
have, I love the sound of it.
They have a pretty cool website here, and they've actually gotten Corey Ellis, Juliana Korver, Luke Humphreys, and Sullivan Tipton, and Nate Perkins, and Zoe Ann Dyke, and Paul Oman,
and Jim Oates,
just to name a few. Like, they've got some notable players. Corey Ellis, major champion, to go play on this tour. So I thought that was really cool. I will say this. It's only four events, and it's during the off season. It's kind of almost a warm-up tour, because I believe it ends... Yeah, it ends like right before the tour starts at the end
of
this month.
Sounds like fun.
And the website's really nice. The logos for the events look sick, and the courses, I mean, these pictures, they look gorgeous. So, hey, shout out to the Tour Down Under. I just wanted to mention them because I thought it looks like they're kind of got something cool going on.
I feel like Foundation needs to send somebody and like maybe their wife or something down there to cover all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think GK Pro's already there.
Yeah, but do any of them have red hair?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's going to be...
That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
They're going to have a video coverage, feature and lead card. So that's cool. I'll tune in. I'll check it out. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to finish it off here with Silas's selection. No hunt today.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I was supposed to prepare something.
No. I came prepared.
You got it?
Yeah, it's right next to me.
It's right next to him.
No hunt today. So Connor and I have our best chance. But also, if we win today,
we don't have our best chance
to win without Hunt being here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's the same amount of discs, no matter who's here.
Yeah. But we had our best chance. But if we win, he's going to call it rigged. So
did you?
I kind of don't want to win.
Did you explain what it is?
I'm not explaining it anymore because I think it's more fun now if we just do it and you have to go back and figure it out.
Okay.
Because I love that when it happens on
podcast. I love you and I respect you.
It's an inside bit now.
Yeah.
Ask somebody else.
Got to get with it.
Here we go. What are you guessing?
Don't look at me.
I'm just looking at you because I'm thinking, and you happen to be the most attractive thing in that area.
I'm going to guess. Channel. Just channel it. Be the best. The Discraft Magnet.
That's a good guess. I feel like Silas could low-key just pick that.
There could be a magnet in there.
Yeah. That was my first putter.
That was exactly. That's why.
He has a childhood tie to it as well.
Well, that's why I knew that it was likely that he could pick it because he likes the magnet.
Dude.
I'm
You're
really smart.
After this.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I would be down. You gonna get lunch? Got tuna.
I got spaghetti again.
It's pronounced spaghetti.
It's more fun if you shorten it.
Spaghetti again.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the Chief OS. Neither one of us got it.
It's a driver. An Escape.
Oh, and a used
one, too. Dynamic Discs. That was gettable.
Well, all of them are gettable.
No.
Technically.
No, some are not. all right, we didn't get it this week. Make sure to tune in next week. We will continue to keep it updated. Also, if you have not yet subscribed to the Grip Locked podcast channel, you need to. I should have plugged this at the top of the show. I'm a dummy. We are going to be moving the podcast soon to our new Grip Lock channel, so go subscribe over there. We're also posting like reaction news as it breaks over
there. You need to subscribe over there. You're going to miss stuff.
Yes, so make sure to subscribe.
You don't want to be the guy that finds out about disc golf news from your friends.
You
sure you want to be the one telling them about it.
Yeah. We'll see you
next
week. Big Hunt will be back next week. We'll see you. Bye. Oh. Bye.
4 the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.